and me and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We're going to get to your baseball calls right here, but I do just want to, we got to talk a little Daniel Jones, because the one thing about Daniel Jones is he's a stand-up guy. He stands up in front of that locker, and he takes it on the chin more than most. And me and Fleeks were just talking about it. Maybe it's because he's been around so long and the Giants have been so poor. I mean, not many quarterbacks get 6 years of just being... You know, I know he had the 1 year in the middle of it, but not many quarterbacks get to be the head quarterback, the head coach, head quarterback, get to be the starting quarterback of a team that's been this lousy for this long. But as much as I'm down on him, I expect him to play much better on Sunday. I expect him to play well against Washington, and you know, I'm probably going to convince myself to pick him because this is it. This is it. After this, I'm done. If they don't win this game, you'll never see me pick them again. I just won't do it. But I expect them. We can get into it a little bit at 888-808-1019. I expect him to play better. I expect him to play better. But he does stand there. He does answer every question. He is a stand-up guy, and I respect him. And he's tough, too. He definitely takes a beating, but I just can't watch him play anymore. 888-808-1019. But let's get to the baseball calls. Kenny in Queens, what's up, Kenny?
Yeah, how you doing? Being a lifelong Giants fan, that's not a good way to start this because he's horrendous. But anyway, about Lindor.
Yes.
About Lindor. Like you said, the Mets weren't expected to do anything this year. And without Lindor, they're nowhere close to where they are. So how can he not be in the running for the MVP?
I didn't say he's not in the running. He is in the running.
Give me Freeman around him, if you give me, and he plays every day, gold glove shortstop. I mean, he is the catalyst for the team.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's the catalyst for the team. Absolutely. He's the leader of the team. He's the catalyst for the team. He's the one who called the meeting and changed the season. Like, yeah, no, Lindor has been everything you could possibly be. And if Shohei Ohtani had 45 home runs right now, if Shohei Ohtani had 35 home runs right now and had 89 RBIs, and was having an average good season close to what Lindor is doing, then Lindor would be the MVP. But unfortunately, he's not. He's having an unbelievable season for a first-place team. And you want to talk about the guys around him? Sure. I mean, the Mets, for a stretch, and I think you could still argue it, top to bottom, have as good a lineup. I mean, when they were winning all those games and getting back into this thing, they had the most guys on the team with an above-average OPS in all of Major League Baseball.
Yes, but Lindor, he plays every day, shortstop.
Yes.
From his position.
Yes.
On the field.
Yes.
Every day. And, I mean, again, nothing against Ohtani, but,
right.
I mean, it's hard to, the guy goes 50-50, that's, you know.
The first to ever do it. That's what I'm saying, like. He's doing things just offensively that are unheard of, and he also pitched. I know he's not pitching this year. I'm not trying to take that into account. He doesn't get credit for what he could do.
But that's
I agree. He's a DH. Now, he's a DH with wheels, and he steals bases. You would think he could play a little bit of outfield here and there, but they don't.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the guy does steal a ton of bases.
I mean, he's athletic.
He's also getting up the bat. He's getting all these RBIs because he's not leading off. So he has... guys in front of them who are getting on base. So, obviously, you're going to have a lot more RBIs.
I mean, Judge hit leadoff for a lot of the year 2 years ago. He had plenty of RBIs. I mean, it's. I'm just saying. I'm not trying. Believe me. I don't want to turn this. This is why I didn't want to have the conversation. This is why I didn't even want to have the conversation. I'm not trying to knock Lindor. He is, without question, in the MVP conversation. He deserves votes. He is having an incredible season and as clutch a season as we've seen around here in a long time. he is playing brilliantly. But I know we want to take into account the other. He's not on a last place team. Shohei Ohtani is going to play on a team that's going to have the most wins in the National League. It's not one of those, oh, we could finish in last place without you arguments. He's going to hit 50 home runs, drive in 115 runs, steal 50 bases, have a damn near 1,000 OPS. He's got 100. His OPS is 100 points better than Lindor. He's going to lead Major League Base. He's going to lead the NL, at least, in total bases, OPS plus, OPS, slugging percentage, home runs, and runs scored. He's going to lead America, the National League, in all of that. I am not trying to knock Francisco Lindor. I'm just saying it's tough when you have someone who has a season like that. It's tough to win the MVP. It's tough to beat him. The Lindor, now again, this doesn't take into account yesterday's stats, I don't believe. Lindor leads Major League Baseball, or at least the National League, in games played at 145, plate appearances 600, at-bats 592. So he plays, no doubt about it. He plays every day, which is extremely valuable. Not trying to knock it. But Shohei Ohtani hits... He's got a 20-point better batting average. His OPS is 100 points better. He's going to end up with somewhere around, you know, 15 to 20 more home runs. He's going to end up somewhere around 20 more RBIs. He's going to have 20 more stolen bases. It's a conversation. That's how good he's been. He's made it. Ohtani's having an incredible year, and Lindor is so good that he's made it a conversation. And we'll see. I'm not going to cry if or scream about it. I hope he wins the MVP. What do I care? I'm just telling you, I think Ohtani's the MVP, but Lindor's having a great year. He's carrying the Mets, and hopefully he does it into the postseason. Anthony Nestoria. What's up, Anthony?
Hey. Mac. How you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How are you? Thank you.
Good. I'm doing well. Long time listener. I call sometimes, but I have to say, I agree with you so much on, and I'm a long time Mets fan, been a Mets fan my whole life. I'm going to turn 50 this year. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't agree with you more with Shohei Ohtani. I don't understand the aspect of a DH. Like, anybody that's played softball or baseball in their lives, all right, you go out to short, you go out to center field, you go out to any of these positions, you play them. It's not taking that much from your like stamina or energy, right? Shohei Ohtani, yeah, okay, yeah, he's the DH, but the guy's going to go 50-50. I mean,
I agree with your overall point. I disagree it's not about, I understand, like, some people use that argument, like, all he has to do is play 10 minutes a game, whatever. That I agree with you on that point, but the point of him playing shortstop is that's arguably, and really inarguably, the most important defensive position on the team. He's
100%.
You have to get 27 outs if you want to win. He's impacting the team, helping the team win in a way that Ohtani isn't. It's not so much the stamina. It's that he's out there helping you get 27 outs. Ohtani is not.
100%.
Yeah.
And I wish Ohtani wasn't having the year he was having right now.
Right.
So that Lindor could win the MVP.
Right.
But I totally agree with you. I think Ohtani is the MVP. If he goes 50-50, which he's going to
it's
do...
It's going to be hard to do that. It's going to be hard to beat him.
I mean...
It's going to be hard to beat him.
I don't see how Lindor could win it. If Ohtani wasn't having the year he's having, obviously, Lindor is the clear-cut MVP. But this guy is... I'm a long-time Mets fan, like I said. Been turned 50 this year. I've loved the Mets my whole life.
Yep.
But Ohtani is the clear-cut MVP.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but it doesn't change what Lindor is doing. He's having an incredibly home run yesterday it's a massive home run.
It's so funny because I appreciate you so much because you are a diehard Yankee fan and you give the Mets the credit when the credit's
I give and then because, I kill them when I kill. I mean, I literally killed them. I literally said they were dead in June. So I feel like I'm willing. I'm positive and I'm negative. I ride the roller coaster. I'm not above it. You know, did I know it's June and anything could happen? Was it premature to call him dead? In the back of my mind, did I think I could get? Yeah, But I was very frustrated with how they played in that. I was very frustrated to blow those games. Plus, they were 11 games under 500. But I was wrong. They are far from dead. Far from dead. They have shown a resiliency that is hard to quantify. They've been an incredibly tough bounce back from every bad loss. Now, I think it's overblown how many they've had. I think teams have a lot of bad losses. You'd be surprised. Like, I hear Positive Tommy talk about no team has had to deal with more. No team has suffered more. Like, I don't know about that. But I think it's fair to say no team has bounced back off of the suffering as well. I think that's fair. I think there are plenty of teams out there have had brutal losses. A lot more than you would think. The Mets have had their share, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And they've done the best job of any of these teams of bouncing back from it. It always seems like at what you think is the new low point for the Mets, they figure out a way. When you think they're, oh, how can they recover from this? They recover. And almost immediately, they have done an incredible job bouncing back from brutal losses. Better than any team in baseball. I just don't know if they've had the most of them. I think that's easy to say. But they've bounced back as good as anyone, if not better. Phil in Tom's River. What's up, Phil?
What's going on, C-Mac?
What's up, buddy? Good. How are you?
Doing really good. Hey, man, I'm a Mets fan. I love Lindor. I think he's a great player. He is having 100% MVP year if Ohtani wasn't in the league. Ohtani blows him out. If Lindor snips close to it, something's up. Because this guy's going to hit 50 home runs, steal 50 bases. He's batting 280. I don't care if he's a DH or not.
Now you got me contradicting my own opinion. Of course, it matters that he's a DH. Lindor is playing shortstop every day. He's impacting the 27 outs you need to get. Like that's extremely valuable to be a Gold Glove caliber shortstop.
I agree with you there. No,
I don't want to discount it. I just think the offensive performance from Shohei Ohtani is enough. Where the value is so great.
And Lindor's batting 270, maybe 269 right now. No, 259, I think, right?
No, I think he's hitting 259. He was hitting 269 heading into the game. So obviously, he had one for four, so he's probably a little bit. He's right on par. Yeah.
Yeah, so he has 31 home runs, 86 RBIs. So Tani's going to hit 50 home runs, steal 50 bases, have 150. His OPS is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy. I called you up last year, and I was saying Ohtani's way better than Judge. I was 100% wrong on that. Yeah. I take it back. I even said to my buddy today.
Well, Judge is the better hitter. Judge is incredible. Judge is the better hitter. But when Shohei Ohtani pitches, he's the best player in baseball. When he pitches.
That's a good argument. I can't go against you there because he's an MVP on both sides. He can be a pitcher and a.
He's going to get Cy Young Award votes and go 50-50. Like, it's crazy. I mean, come on.
You know, I agree with you. And I think I don't know if you said this before or not, but I don't know who's comparing Judge to Bonds. That's like apples and oranges. Bonds was that much better into Judge. And Judge is a great player. I'm not taking anything away from Judge.
Yeah.
But Judge cannot hold Bonds.
I don't know about that. Bonds is the better hitter. Bonds is the best hitter I've ever seen. Those couple of years of Bonds. Now, you know what that conversation leads to. Let's just talk about what we actually saw. He's the best hitter I've ever seen. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm just saying, Shohei Ohtani has a 986 OPS, and that was before the home run. It might have gone up. I don't know. I gotta find a website that has the updated. But heading into yesterday, Ohtani had a 986, and Lindor has an 828. So, I mean, he's got 150 higher OPS. 150. Now, OPS isn't the be-all, end-all. It doesn't tell the entire story. I'm not saying it does. And yet, of course, the caliber defense that Lindor plays, I mean, he might win the Gold Glove this year. He's having a great defensive season. A Gold Glove caliber defensive shortstop is extremely valuable, extremely, compared to a guy who doesn't help you get 27 outs. I totally understand that. And again, I'm curious why Met fans are so hung up on it. That's more my point than even that Ohtani's the MVP. I don't care. I really don't care. You want to call up and make a bunch of different points? The two guys who've called up and agreed with me, I've even knocked down some of their points. They're discounting the defense. How could you? How could you possibly just discount the defense? I just think Ohtani's offensive season is so incredible that he wins the MVP. Plus, he's playing for the team that's going to get the most amount of wins. Like, it's not like, and you could point to how good the team is. The Mets' offense throughout the year has been just as good. They've had the top to bottom as good a lineup as any team in baseball for a stretch. Mike in Brooklyn, what's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac, welcome back, brother man. How's everything?
Oh, thank
right?
you. Good. Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
I didn't hear the review of the old backpack.
The backpack went great. The only thing was is I got the turret. The zippers are not waterproof. So if the backpack goes upside down and you have any liquid in there, it comes out of the zipper. But there's no reason for the backpack to be upside down. It worked tremendously. I took it to all the parks. It kept our drinks cold. The ice machine happened to be like right outside of my room. So it was easy in the morning to just fill up the ice, fill up like a couple of big gallon Ziploc bags and use them as ice packs in the cooler. So it wasn't just loose ice in the backpack. It was a massive success. I'm glad I didn't go overboard and spend too much money. I bought a nice, reasonable cooler. Yeah, the Yetis, and they have these backpacks. They're like $400. I'm like, crazy.
That's crazy. I think we're going to have to do the C-Mac Christmas list, like the Oprah list.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
Two quick points.
Yes.
So first of all, I still think the Mets, I picked them at like 83 wins. They're obviously going to win more than 83.
Yeah.
But I still think with these games coming up, you know, what is it, 7 against Philly, 3 at Atlanta, and 3 with the Brewers, depending on with seeding and stuff.
I don't know what those games are going to mean to the Brewers. That's the only thing. They're going to have the division wrapped up, and it's just a matter of if they're going to try and set up their pitching.
Sure. And then so with this whole side, like, I literally don't understand. I'm a huge Met fan, but I love baseball in general. I'm like, what? So all these people, like, say Keith, there's a bunch of guys on the station are like, oh, stolen bases are easier. First of all, stolen bases are easier. I actually sent something. I forget who I sent it to, but I sent, like, the 85 stolen bases versus stolen bases now. And, like, you had guys Coleman, Henderson, like, over 100 stolen bases.
Yeah,
right?
No.
The stolen base is low now, right? The base is so that's one thing that they say.
Can I answer that before we move on to the next point? It's easier than it's been because they did raise the bases and the amount of throwovers and all that stuff. It is easier to steal bases than it's been. But the reason that those numbers are the reason why the Colemans and the Ricky Hendersons had those numbers and they're not really there today has more to do with the style of baseball than it does the difficulty in stealing the base. I think they were more willing to just run at every turn, where in baseball today, you're a little bit more hesitant. You want the 3-run home run. You don't want to run into outs. It's the game of baseball change. There's a few guys who can do it. Ohtani's going to have 50 stolen bases. You know, Ellie De La Cruz is going to have a ton of stolen bases, but it's just, I think the style of baseball has to do with those numbers as opposed to easy, difficult. But there's no doubt it's easier now than it was 5 years ago.
Totally agree. But when did any of those guys ever hit 50 home runs? Never.
No.
So
and it's not easier to hit home runs necessarily. The pitching is as tough as ever.
Of course. Yeah. So I basically say, just the last point. So I basically say, this is the way I look at it. And I was just talking to Fleas about it. I look at it is Lindor in the conversation? Yes.
Absolutely.
Just like, and I basically say it's the same thing as Witt. Witt is in the conversation with Judge.
Yeah.
Right? So it's basically the same thing. Witt is to Judge as Lindor is to Ohtani. That's the way I look at it. So that's the way it's going to go down as far as the MVP. It's definitely going to be Ohtani and Judge. But thanks.
You got it, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate it. The difference is Judge still plays the field, even though he's been, and I said it and they showed a stat on the broadcast. I didn't see it live, but I saw people tweeting it, the picture, the broadcast. He's got a -5 run save number for Judge. Judge has been a below average center fielder this year. Now, 2 years ago when he played some center field, I thought he was brilliant there. I thought he had, he was doing everything he was doing, plus playing a great center field. He has not played a great center field this year. And I don't know if it's because, you know, he doesn't want to dive anymore. He doesn't want to, if he's just trying to stay healthy, God bless him, he should. I don't care how good he is defensively, but we got to just be honest. He has not, there have been balls that have dropped that should never have dropped. He's thrown to the wrong base a couple times. Judge has not been as good a center fielder as he was a couple years ago. And, I'm surprised that they don't want to take him off center, and they're going to keep, it sounds like you're going to see a little bit of Dominguez in left and Judge staying in center. I would put Dominguez in the center and move Judge to left, but I guess they don't want to do that to him mid-course. He's been playing center field all year, but he has not been a great center fielder this year. He just hasn't. But he at least is playing center field. He has something to do with the 27 outs you need to win a game. Otani's done none of it. So, and Bobby Witt Jr. is having an incredible year. I mean, he's having a better year than Lindor offensively. So it's a little bit different. I just think Otani's having such a great season, and I can't believe we're gonna say, I didn't catch who he said that they're not impressed with the. Did he say Keith? Keith isn't impressed with 50 steals? I'd be surprised that's the case. I mean, just not impressed with it? I'm impressed with 50-50. I'm impressed with 50-50, I'll tell you that. Gene in Astoria, what's up, Gene?
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to throw something in for people to think of. I'm an old Brooklyn Dodger guy, okay?
Yeah.
I'm old. But I'm looking at these offensive statistics, to me, the most two important statistics in determining MVP.
Okay.
Runs scored and runs driven in.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Ohtani. He's got 220 runs scored and driven in combined. Now, Lindor has 187. So it's a 30-run difference. In the course of the year, do you think Lindor's defense has saved the Mets 33 runs?
Above the average, it's tough to...
No, above average. No above average. Stop with all these modern stuff. On the field, for the Mets, at Lindor's... No, let me, please.
Okay, I'm letting you. I'm trying to tell you that, but I can't ignore... If you're asking me if the Mets went out there without a shortstop, yes, then it saved them 30 runs.
No, I'm saying Lindor's defensive play. You're looking eyeball. Forget about all these... statistics they give you. He could run this.
Yeah, but you don't understand that the question inherently has to include those statistics.
No. I'm asking you, when you see him play during the course of the year, not what he compared to other shortstops, but what he has done on the field for the Mets, do you think his shortstop play has saved the Mets 33 runs defensively?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
But I'm just trying, because... What I'm saying, it's a different conversation. It's a difficult conversation to have without talking about the average shortstop, because Shohei Ohtani's not in the field at all.
Right.
So but my point is, does Lindor playing shortstop save them 33 runs? Yeah, if the Mets went out there without a shortstop, of course it saved it. But that's what I'm saying. You have to say above the average shortstop. Like if you put out an average defensive shortstop as opposed to Lindor, no, he's not saving them 33 runs above an average defensive shortstop.
Okay, so
but Shohei Ohtani saves them zero. He's not. It's not like I can compare him to the average outfielder. He's not playing at all. It's a difficult conversation. That's what I'm not trying to dismiss what you're saying. I'm saying it's very difficult to have that conversation and not talk about the about the average player, because of course, if they literally had three infielders, it saves them 33 runs. But I can't judge it like that.
You're still missing what I'm trying to say. I'm not taking away. I'm just saying, when you don't have a guy going out on the field, you can't quantify what he's saving. And what I'm trying to say, I'm not for Lindor. I'm not saying he should be the MVP. But what I'm saying is Lindor's play, I think he's one of the best defensive shortstops in baseball. And I think if you say him, if you put an average shortstop out there for the Mets, they're not going to have the offensive numbers either.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is his Gold Glove defense.
Yes.
And his back, I think he saves you 33 runs during the course of the season. So
it's just too high a number. He doesn't. No. Fliegelman has some numbers. He's been the best defensive shortstop in the league this year. There's no doubt about it. But 33 is compared to the average shortstop. That's just, it's a little bit much. But yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, outs above average and defensive runs saved. He's 17 outs above average and 17.3 defensive runs saved, which is first among National League shortstops.
Right.
One behind Bobby Witt Jr. overall for shortstops.
Right. Okay, so he's the second best shortstop in Major League Baseball.
And fourth in baseball overall.
At any position.
Correct.
Right. So he saves you 17 runs. So that's half. That's half of the 33. Just about. 34. It's hard to quantify. It's hard to quantify. He's a brilliant defensive shortstop. So he saves you 17 runs above the proverbial average defensive shortstop. Made the major league average shortstop, he's 17 runs better. But that's all part of WAR and everything else. Like I hear you. I don't know. It's certainly not 33 runs. He doesn't save you 33 runs. That's a lot. He saves you half that. But there's absolutely discussion about his Gold Glove play with Ohtani doing nothing else. But he creates runs, and he's playing for he's helped the team that's going to win the division. Like, I know you get into the playoffs, you win the wild card. Winning the division matters. I mean, right now as a Yankee fan, what's the difference between the division and the wild card? Feels like a lot to me. Like, he's not only just going to get the Dodgers into the postseason, he's going to get them a bye. Like, that's where they are is part of it as well. You got something else? You look like you want to tell me something.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's tough, and I agree with you. Ohtani's the MVP, but, like, when you start to break it down, elements like that, runs scored, how many more runs would Lindor have if he had Freddie Freeman hitting behind him all year and Mookie Betts for a few months instead of Pete Alonso, who forgets how to play baseball when there's someone on base?
No, I hear you. No doubt.
Yeah, like, when you start really getting into, like, the nitty-gritty like that, it takes away from, hey, Ohtani's about to do something that has, in this sport that's been around for, like, 150 years, never been done before, never really even been approached.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I just think, again, he's going to do something that's never been done before. His offensive season's spectacular. His offensive numbers across the board are better than Lindor's by a wide margin. I understand he plays on a better team, or at least has right around him in the middle of that lineup far superior players. I just think that we could probably have that discussion on every MVP ever if you want to get into who his teammates are and everything. I think it's a discussion. I do. I've never once said you're being silly, shut up, Met fans, he's not the MVP. I'm just saying, in my mind, he's the MVP. Ohtani's still the MVP.
Ohtani even has 7 triples. Like, his offensive season is absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd. I mean, he's having an incredible offensive season. And it's not to take away from Lindor. That's why, I mean, I didn't even really want to have this conversation, because especially on today, because the guy just had an enormous home run. I really don't feel like, you know, arguing against him for the next hour, because he's had a great season, an unbelievably clutch season. The driving force of this Met team that's given us all so much to enjoy, a fun watch, an incredible team that's completely shown this resiliency, have worked their way back. They're currently in a playoff spot. He's been remarkable. I'm not trying to knock Lindor. He's been great. And I don't know why it matters to the Met fan so much what either I think or whether he gets the award or not. Like, I don't know why. I'm more focused on whether or not they'll win this series this weekend than I am whether or not Lindor is going to win the MVP. Like, honestly, like, not forget even the playoffs. Like, if you could sweep Philadelphia, not guaranteeing anything else, not guaranteeing making the postseason, not guaranteeing getting to a World Series, nothing. But I can guarantee you the next 3 games against Philadelphia, but it cost you Lindor winning the MVP. Like, wouldn't you rather just win these next 3 games than have Lindor win the MVP? Like, why do we care so much? James in Freeport. What's up, James?
Hey, C-Mac. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. Let's remember all those on 9/11. I watched the Mets rewind on that day, and I was good job by SMY on that.
The remembrance that they have every year and the saying of the names. It's, I can't believe it's 23 years. And what I can't believe too is, like, there's a generation of people, like my wife's a high school teacher, and like the kids who are graduating high school, and even some of these young baseball players, like there's a generation of people. People who work here, yeah. I mean, people who work here who weren't...
They have no idea what they woke up to. Weren't
even born, let alone remember it. I mean, it's just... It's 23 years, and it's just mind-boggling because we lived it, right? I lived it. I was living in Long Island at the time. I wasn't in the city. And thankfully, amazingly enough, and I know so many were not as lucky as I really wasn't... I didn't know... anyone really personally close to me that was impacted that day. And I know I'm very lucky to be able to say that. But I was out in Long Island, but I mean, we lived it. We lived through it. And to think that like there's a generation of kids, like literal, like young adults who think of it as, you know, Pearl Harbor or just a historic day.
I went to school with Evan Roberts, and our high school was right near Kennedy Airport. So yeah. we were impacted. Anyway, why it matters to Mets fans, you say?
Yeah.
I think we've been, Mets fans have been put down all these years, so we just want credit due for our players. You know, we stick up for our players, and we, you know, Ohtani doesn't play the field. It's MVP means without Lindor, we're not in the playoff race.
Yeah, I get that, but I feel pretty confident saying without Shohei Ohtani, they're not winning the division.
But they're in the playoffs. Are you positive?
I don't know. Mookie Betts missed 3 months. I don't know if they're in the playoffs. They just got Yamamoto back. He's been gone for almost a whole year. I don't know. The whole rotation's been on the injured list. I don't know if they're in the playoffs. It's easy to say because they're the Dodgers and they're winning the division, but they've got the two wild card teams ahead of the Mets playing their division.
But what does the definition of MVP means? Most valuable player to your team.
Right.
Isn't Lindor more valuable to the Mets than Ohtani is to the Dodgers?
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true. No. I mean, I think it's probably a closer discussion than the actual MVP because I don't know if that is held to the letter of the law. But you're dismissing Shohei Ohtani's value to the Dodgers. Why do you think they paid him $700 million? Like
also, Lindor's never missed a game. He plays every day. He plays the field. He risks his body every day.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean,
Ohtani doesn't risk his body in the field.
He doesn't risk it in the field, no, but because he's rehabbing a elbow surgery. Like, I mean, he's played, Shohei Ohtani has played 142 games. He's played pretty much every day. He's played three less games than Lindor. I'm just telling you, the offensive, you're dismissing his value at a very high level. Like, you don't know, the Dodgers aren't guaranteed to make the playoffs or be in the division lead without Shohei Ohtani. You're just dismissing it because they've got a couple of other great players with them. Like, they've needed him. They've absolutely needed him. He's been valuable. You're dismissing it.
I think the Dodgers will go. I think the Dodgers are going to play off the spot regardless.
They're 5 games up on the Diamondbacks. They're 5 games up, and the Diamondbacks are what on the Mets? 2 games up. So they would be two games up. So they're 7 games up on a playoff spot. Shohei Ohtani you're saying it's impossible that he could, is the difference in 7 games for the Dodgers or at least 5 of winning the division? They might not be in the division lead.
I think the Dodgers have more of a shot of making the playoffs without Ohtani than the Mets do without Lindor.
Well, okay, yes. I think that's fair that they have they have more of a shot, sure. But I guess, but that doesn't change the value. He's also giving them the division. They have the best record in all. They have the best record. No, I guess the Phillies have been hot, so they're right there with the Phillies.
Record. Lindor also doesn't have protection. Ohtani's got protection in that lineup.
I don't think Lindor doesn't have protection. I mean, we're forgetting. The Mets have scored a ton of runs. The Mets were in the middle of the season when they were winning all these games. They had the most top-to-bottom guys in the league that had a 700 OPS. They were scoring. They were bludgeoning teams. Like, let's not make it seem like he's got, you know, right now you could argue he's got the best offensive third baseman. On a down year, Pete Alonso's hitting 30 home runs. Like, let's not just dismiss J.D. Martinez.
Okay, so what does Lindor have to do the last 2 weeks of the season? if the Mets go out there and make the playoffs,
yeah,
and Lindor keeps up a hot streak, is he more in the conversation?
No, there's no more. He's in the conversation right now. I don't think there's anything he can do.
Okay.
I mean,
thanks for taking my call.
He can hit 20 home runs over the next 16 games. I mean, I don't know. I appreciate your call. I'm not trying to knock him. I'm just, we get into the conversation, we start talking in facts, and people say they're like, one, the defense doesn't matter, Ohtani's the MVP. Well, of course not. Of course the defense matters. He's playing a gold glove caliber defense. It absolutely matters. But then you're like, oh, the Dodgers would be where they are now without Ohtani. That's ridiculous. The Dodgers aren't up by 17 games. The Diamondbacks have the best offense in the sport. The Diamondbacks are 5 games back. The Diamondbacks are the first wild card. Without Ohtani, they might not be leading this division. Like, let's not just dismiss his value. Like, oh, they're the Dodgers. They'd be the Dodgers anyway. Mookie Betts missed 3 months this year. If the Dodgers were up by 20 games like they've been in previous years and on pace to win 110 or something, I'd say, okay. I mean, you got a better argument there. I mean, even without Ohtani, they're going to win 100 games and win the division by 8 games. Like, that's not the case this year. They're 5 games up on the Diamondbacks. He's going to do something we've never seen in Major League Baseball history. And winning the division aren't there steps to this? Because as a Yankee fan, I can tell you right now, there's a major difference between being the wild card winner and the division winner. Yes, Lindor is going to help the Mets get into the playoffs, and maybe without Ohtani, they'd be in the playoffs, but they wouldn't be winning this division, and that's an entire round of the playoffs he's helping them avoid. Is that not valuable? What if Lindor goes out there and has a miserable wild card series? I know it's a regular season award, so this might all be moot. But if he goes out there and has a miserable wild card series and they don't win a game in the wild card, Ohtani played well enough in the regular season to avoid that. He got them through that wild card series already. That doesn't help. That's not a difference between the third wild card and a division winner that gets you a bye. That's part of the value too, is it not? Again, Lindor's great. I really don't want to have this argument over and over again. Hey, let's talk about Daniel Jones and how much he sucks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know, I completely forgot. Someone just reminded me on Twitter that I completely missed a detail here as we were arguing. One of the last callers said, oh, of course he's got more RBIs. You know, Lindor's hitting leadoff. Well, how did I went right into the Judge hit leadoff as opposed to saying, well, Ohtani's been hitting leadoff pretty much the entire season. So that there goes that argument. When Betts went down, he went right to leadoff. I don't think they've moved him off it. So he has been So he's been hitting leadoff pretty much the entire year. So he's been getting the RBIs from the leadoff spot as well. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
Hey, C-Mac, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Real quick before I get to the Lindor thing, I think it was Danny from Belrose yesterday mentioned that he thought Beetlejuice 2 was better than the first.
Yes.
Which I said to Fleeks the other day because I saw it over the weekend. I have to agree, in my opinion. I'll put it this way. It's very close. You can make an argument either way, but
wow.
It was really enjoyable.
I am shocked. These movies, especially years and years later, these sequels or whatever, never, ever... Ever match up, and now you are the fourth person. Danny said it yesterday. You're right. Now you're telling me, yeah. And I've heard from two other people in my life that they thought it was fantastic.
My best friend and I, we were sitting next to each other in the theater. Us and our wives and everything. And he and I looked at each other when it ended, and we both said the same thing that we thought it was better than the first.
Oh.
Not to say that we hated the first. It just, it was a lot of fun, but
I have to go see this now. I have to, and I saw Stu Finer put out a a tweet out of nowhere about how excellent it was. Like, I'm really? Yeah, I gotta check this out.
So, you know, look, the real shame of it is, and it's almost kind of weird to say that it's a shame that Lindor and Ohtani are in the same league, because probably 95% of the time, Lindor would be winning the MVP. But I'll tell you, I'm just glad he's on our team, quite honestly. I mean, the way that game was going yesterday, it seemed very bleak. And then, at the drop of a hat, no pun intended, I mean, that thing turned around.
And then with this team and what he's done for, like, the minute he hits that ball, they're going to win that game.
Oh, it was no doubt. It was funny because the reception, AM reception by me is not the best. So I actually had Evan and Tiki on it, and I don't know if it was Moresh or Lugi in the background, just went nuts. And then he said that he tied up. And luckily, I was pulling in my driveway. I had it on the TV in the house. So I ran in, saw it, and watched the rest of the inning unfold. But I mean, that was great. And then the inning itself was even the outs were productive. They scored runs.
Alonso comes through with a sacrifice fly, and then Alvarez puts a bow on it.
That was a bomb. In fact, I had to rewind that because I couldn't even tell where it hit off the wall.
It hit off the back wall of the center field. Yeah, no, listen, it was an incredible win, and Chad Green really had nothing. And then when they brought in, he was just walking everybody. But hey, they're going to win that game once they do it. But that's the difference in the feel. Like right now, like that, because if they get shut down again, I did a lot yesterday on the offense and how important I think it is for this offense to get going, because I believe it to be their biggest strength. And to be shut down in Toronto, let's be honest, even the win, you got those eighth inning runs on wild pitches and pass balls. Like, this offense hasn't done much and you're being no hit. Now, the France, or whatever his name is, he has had a nice little bit of a run here. He's pitching well. So it's not like, and he took a no-hitter into the ninth inning against the Angels. So he's been pitching well. It's not like it was some bum. He's a young kid just called up. But still, to be shut down like that, being no hit, do nothing in this Toronto series, and you're on the verge of being no hit, lose 2 out of 3 to a last place team, and feel like you are playing, your offense has completely gone into the tank, heading to the most important series of the year against Philadelphia. Like, the feeling today would have been dramatically different. Every Met fan would have been, here we go. The offense has left us just in time to get our teeth kicked in by Philadelphia, and this will be the end of it. The Braves are going to be up 3 or 4 games by the time we get a chance to see them in a week and a half. Like, that's what would have been the feeling. And instead, it's the exact opposite. This team knows no quit. They never say die. Lindor's the MVP. They are the most resilient team in Major League Baseball. They're gonna go and take on the Phillies. Like, the feeling that home run changed. Now, here's the only thing. And it's just a feeling, though, because I got to be honest with you. Like, even if they lost that game, or even if this offense left them, like, I would still have faith in them turning it around. They've done it every time. Like, every time there's been a bad loss, you almost feel like you'd rather get no hit than just beat average, because every time there's been a blow, every time there's been a killer blown save or an embarrassing loss, and getting no hit would be embarrassing, they bounce back. So I still would have had some belief in this team no matter what, but the ride, the vibe right now compared to what it could have been if Lindor didn't have that home run, it's night and day. My man Mike and Merrick, what's up, Mike?
Yo, Steve Mack.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's up? I want to talk to you about the Giants, okay?
Okay.
What is going on with the Giants?
Too much to even communicate at this moment. So much bad is going on with the Giants. They have no defensive backfield. They have their edge rushers can't get after the quarterback, at least after week one, we have to see. Their offensive line was okay pass blocking, not great. Certainly couldn't run the football with them. And the quarterback had one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback play. But that's it. Other than that, I think it was all right.
But Steve, you know it's the other.
Oh wait, hold on. And the coach is a coward who punted in situations that I can't believe he punted in, and the feeling about him has completely changed over these last 2 years. So I forgot to add that to the pile.
Right. But Steve, you know it's the other part I do not like?
What's that?
In football, why are you kicking off on the 15-yard line? Why?
Well, they have the new kickoff. It's designed to get more kickoff returns into the game while preventing injuries.
No, Steve, hear me out. I want to tell you this. Get it back to the regular way. Who cares? This is like playing football.
Well, they don't want people getting hurt.
Okay, who cares?
The players, too. I understand, Mike. I understand. But the Giants have... you want to keep the players healthy. It's a violent game. If you could do something like... And I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. I think it's... We'll see. It hasn't bothered me at all yet. It's brought a... We already have a touchdown return in the league. Week one, we'll see if it does create more kickoff returns. There's a chance if it lands in the zone and then goes through the end zone for a touchback, you only get it at the 20. There's all these nuances to it. I have no issue with it. I think it's been okay. If you could save players for kick returns when most of the time it's going to be touchbacks anyway, I'm fine with it. But the Giants have enough to worry about than kickoffs. The Giants have real problems. And listen, again, Daniel Jones, I do respect this guy. I don't want to just continue to bash him without at least acknowledging he stands there, answers the questions, he takes a beating. The offensive line they've given him, the wide receiving core they've given him, the offensive coordinators they've given him, no doubt. Like, they've done everything they could to turn this guy into a broken quarterback, but that doesn't change that he is. And now, this game is going to be huge for the New York Giants. Like, we talk about it. I heard Evan and Tiki asking the question, which game is more important, the Jets against Tennessee or the Giants against Washington? I don't know what's more important because of where I expect the Jets to be, but I can tell you this. I will be convinced the season is over if the Giants lose this game. So just based on that, I would tell you that this game is more important for the Giants because I won't feel like the Jets season is over, even if they have a disappointing loss to Tennessee. This is the one team that Daniel Jones plays well against. Like, that's specifically it. Now, their offensive line is weak, and we'll get more into this tomorrow on Friday show. Their offensive line is weak, and I expect Thibodeau and I expect Burns to have much better games. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to even do what Sam Darnold did. I just think Daniels... second game in the league. He'll run around a little bit. It looked like he was kind of doing that. He was looking, his first option. If he didn't see it, he was tucking and running. He's a young rookie quarterback. He's going to learn that catching him game two. Like, I don't think the defensive backfield is going to have as big a problem as they did with the Vikings. I think defensively, they should have a much, much better game. And offensively, Daniel Jones has traditionally played well against this Washington team that might be the worst defensive team in the league. So, like, this is the game. If they're ever going to have a season, if Daniel Jones is ever going to get a chance to prove he can be the quarterback of this team, it's got to start now. And whether that's fair or unfair coming off a knee injury, and I saw Boomer's thing that nobody's given credence to the idea that he's coming off in a knee injury, that's fine. I don't disagree. Like, if you watch Kirk Cousins play for Atlanta, he looked afraid to plant that back foot and throw it. But that's an Achilles. Like, I don't need Daniel Jones to run. I just need Daniel Jones to make easy throws. Like, I need Daniel Jones to get the ball to the wide receivers. I don't need him to run around. I know that's a big element of his game. I get it. And if they're going to win and beat good teams and make it to the playoffs or have a season, eventually, yeah, he's going to have to run and use that part of his game because it's his best part of his game. But against Washington... or just even last week, if we could have just seen a drop back, have some pocket presence, have some awareness, and be able to deliver the ball on easy first down throws, like easy plays. If I could just see that, I'd feel better.